Welcome to another episode of Grilling with DB. And yeah, it's awesome. I'm Espo. I'm just a small part of the show, the co-host. But in the studio with me is Doug Bauer of DB's Out in Lucinda, the Shack. How you doing, Doug?
Pretty fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, this whole COVID-19 thing has been trying to slow things down. But, you know, people want barbecue and they got to eat, right?
Right. They're jonesing pretty good right now. And, yeah, man. I'm going to help you out on the grill today.
Right. So we're helping them out on the grill. And this is awesome. We've been bringing them episodes, giving them tips, instructions, taking them step by step from start to finish. And we're going to continue that, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. So what are we doing today?
We're going to try some smoked pig candy bacon nuts.
Smoked pig candy bacon nuts. Okay, so, okay, give me an overview. What is this going to look like? What is that?
This is an appetizer. It's probably as close to doing trail mix on
okay.
your grill.
Okay, so like campfire trail mix.
Right, but it's got a stickiness to it. It's like a sticky bun, like the bottom of a sticky bun.
Okay, or that topping they put on top of it. You know how they put the pecan, cinnamon kind of frosted on top?
Right. It's actually the bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
When they give it to you, they serve it to you upside down.
Oh, see, man, that goes to show how much I know about pastries and stuff, man. I'm lost. But, yeah, the bottom side, I guess you're right. But, yeah, man, all right. So we're just doing, like, the topping part, though, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's start with the beginning, our ingredients. We need ingredients for this. What are we going to need for this one?
Well, to start off with, you need about 1.5 pounds of thick-cut bacon, 2 cups of water, 1.5 cups of turbinado sugar.
Okay. Or brown sugar. Okay.
Crystallized brown sugar is what it is.
Okay.
1 pound of cashews, 10 ounces of walnuts, 10 ounces of pecans, 10 ounces of almonds, about a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of allspice, and 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, depending on how hot you want it.
Okay. And we'll give the details on how we applied all that as we move forward.
Right.
Okay, so that's kind of our setup as far as our ingredients for the smoked pig candy bacon nuts. Crazy name. Cool recipe and idea. So, all right, now it's all about the grill. What type of grill are we using this time?
I'm just using a conventional grill.
Standard
grill, using a lump charcoal, get it hot. We want good heat on this recipe.
Right.
So use lump charcoal. When you start your grill up, you want to get it going and get it up to about 400-450 degrees.
Right. Okay, now, how did you configure that fire? Did you just go for the standard kind of bullseye setup?
Right. Okay. This is a direct heat fire you're looking for.
Okay, direct heat. Okay.
So you're not looking for all your heat on the offside of the smoker or the grill and cook on the other side. You want to drill direct heat.
Right, so this is just a one zone, not like a two zone separating the fire. There's no pan in there for indirect or direct heat. There's just a one zone fire. All right, mm-hmm. So yeah, man, giving the people some details. Okay, so we got the regular grill. Back to the coals you were using. What were you doing out with the grill?
I used Royal Oak lump charcoal this time. It creates a pretty good amount of heat. You can use briquettes if you like, but you're going to have to make sure that you got your temps and a nice pile started up. I didn't use a chiminea this time, not because I didn't want to, but because I forgot it.
Okay. There you go, man. Honestly, that's key. Yeah, you didn't use a chiminea. I noticed that, and usually you do have a chiminea. We talked about this on previous episodes. Just a recap in case they don't know what that is. It is pretty much like a container for building the kindle with the coals.
Right.
It kind of concentrates that fire and lets air flow into the coals.
It starts a flu-like symptom on your fire, on your coals.
Oh, yeah.
And it really heats them up quick.
Yeah, that chiminea cuts the starting time in half.
Right.
So yeah, we did have it, but we still were able to make it happen. Standard, you know, no chiminea, just basic, you know, grill setup, coals apply, and you started that fire.
Don't touch that dial. The food hits the grill after a word from our sponsors.
Local meat has never tasted this good. Just ask the experts.
Well, I've been a meat eater since 1971, and I can tell you that Gruber Farms pasture-raised meats produces the best chicken, pork, turkey, and lamb that these here fields can grow. Local, with no additive or hormones. just like nature intended.
At Gruber Farms on 322, just past Shippenville, they treat their animals like family and their customers even better. Open 10 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, Saturdays from 9 to 3. Follow them on Facebook and come taste local pork, chicken, turkey, and lamb and support your local farmer.
The Shippenville Red and White carries a wide variety of specialty smoked meats, cheeses, and homemade bologna. Have a particular cut of meat you're looking for? Questions about deer processing, or just want something delicious to take home and cook? The Shippenville Red and White is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 7, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 814-782-3270 to place your pre-order today. The Shippenville Red and White, a small grocery store making a huge impact.
Grilling with DB. Okay, so getting this to the grill, what did you use as far as utensils goes?
I used a cast iron pan this time. It's a Lodge. You can use any cast iron pan.
Right, okay.
And I started out by cutting my bacon into 3/4-inch cubes.
Okay, so you had the thick cut bacon, you cut it into like kind of cube-shaped pieces.
Right. And all right. When the fire got real nice and hot, I had the pan on there getting heated up, and I put the bacon in there, and it started simmering away pretty good. And you're trying to render it down and brown it a little bit.
Okay.
So you want it all to get rendered down. It's going to take you probably 20 or 30 minutes to get it all done.
Right, the full recipe.
The full recipe, yes.
Okay, so you said you started with the bacon. Okay, now what was your next step from getting that bacon cooking?
Well, I got it cooked down and everything. I took it out and I strained it. I separated the bacon from the bacon grease. And some at this point, you can leave the bacon grease in, which is what I did, or you can drain your bacon grease off of it and start with a fresh pan, the same pan.
Right.
But with no grease in it.
Right. So it's kind of optional at that point from, you know, once you take the bacon out, what you do with the grease. You can dump it or you can leave it in there to continue cooking. So what was the next step?
Okay, next step is going to go really fast, the next step.
Okay.
You place the pan back on the grill, get it really hot again. You add the water, 2 cups of water. You add your sugar, which is about a cup and a quarter or so. I think I put a cup and a half of sugar this time. And then the nuts and the bacon. You add it all back in there.
Okay.
And just start stirring it. You got to stir it a lot because it's going to burn if you don't stir it.
Right, because that sugar will start to stick to the bottom of that skillet.
Right, stir continuously. You're constantly scraping the bottom of the pan, turning the nuts. It will burn if you don't. And stir until all the water evaporates and the sugar starts to caramelize. It takes about 5-10 minutes maybe.
Okay.
And you get the caramelization going on there. And you can see it inside
your nuts. Starting to get kind of sticky.
Yeah, you're saying, I want to taste that. But your hands are getting really hot because you're stirring this thing over a hot fire. And once it's caramelized, the nuts are glazed and shiny. There should be very little sugar at the bottom of your pan. So you keep stirring until it's all gone.
Right, right.
Then you want to remove the nuts from the heat and dust with your cinnamon and allspice and cayenne pepper.
Right.
And you just sort of turn them in. I folded it in to keep the flavors going. And just leave it on a foil pan. We had a baking sheet out there.
Right.
And we lined it with foil so we could lay it out there and let it harden up a little bit. It doesn't really harden up. It gets really sticky. It's like the bottom of a sticky bun.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Just like that topping, the bottom of a sticky bun. Exact same consistency.
Right.
It kind of has that same viscosity to it. It's a little sticky, but it's loose. You know what I mean? And it's very tasty.
It is tasty. In fact, you probably could put it on the bottom of your sticky bun if you wanted
to. Yeah, you could, man. You could. You could put it on a lot of different things, man.
I mean, it's real good. We eat it with a spoon.
Ice cream.
Imagine
with a scoop of ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and you put that fresh off the grill, that hot, you know, caramelized nuts with the bacon.
Oh,
man, the bacon in it. Let me just tell you, you know, at first I was like, this is going to be interesting. But then once you get the sweet saltiness of those nuts, the creaminess, and then that bacon, oh, my goodness. I was like, this is next level.
Normally, I put a little more cayenne pepper in it, but I cut it back for you guys today. I didn't really want to burn your tongue off, but it's really tasty with the cayenne in there, too.
Right, and
allspice and cinnamon make a nice little blend of flavors that really punch you.
Right, and you kind of dusted that at the end. You laid everything down on the baking sheet. Once all of this came out of the skillet, you let it all cook for a few minutes, do its thing, until pretty much that sugar and water content evaporated out, like you stated. Then you laid it on that baking sheet. You let it cool for a little bit, but as it was hot, you dusted it.
Right.
As soon as it came out, you dusted it with the cayenne, the cinnamon, and what was that, allspice?
Allspice.
Right, you dusted it, and then next thing you know, man, it was a hit.
Right, and like I said, I folded the flavors in. I usually... I dusted the cayenne pepper and the allspice on first. And I folded them in. I kept folding it over and folding it over.
Right.
Mixing it up. Flattened it back out, and I sprinkled the cinnamon on top.
Wow, man. Well, Doug, man.
It was pretty tasty.
Sounds like a solid recipe, and I can testify to that. It was tasty. It was delicious. And that's that, Doug, man. Thank you for that recipe.
That's a quick little recipe. If you're wanting to play around your grill, that's something to try.
And again, what is that recipe called, Doug?
That's called the Smoked Pig Candy Bacon Nuts.
All right, and we're going to have this full recipe available for you online at c93radio.com. You can also get a copy of it from Doug's social media platforms, DB's Barbecue the Shack out in Lucinda. And yeah, that is another recipe for you, Smoked Pig Bacon Candy Bacon Nuts. No, excuse me. Here we go again. Smoked Pig Candy Bacon Nuts. It's like a tongue twister. What's up, Doug?
One of the things I wanted to say here is this recipe came out of the Operation Barbecue Cookbook.
Okay.
Operation Barbecue, they run around and they help a lot of people that's in trouble. If there's a flood or a hurricane come through, they come in and they cook thousands. They got millions of meals cooked for the whole country. They go into any place.
Right.
And there's 200 recipes in this book, and this for they're from Grand Champions. These are the people that go around and cook competitions and things like that.
Yeah,
but they put these out, and people love this stuff.
Yeah, man. Well, good stuff. Thank you for letting them in on that secret, Doug. And before we go, I want to say thank you to our sponsors, the Shippenville Red and White, and also Gruber Farms, Pasture-Raised Meats. And, stay tuned for another awesome episode of Grilling with DB, a C93 FM exclusive.
DB Smoke and Barbecue, also known as The Shack on Route 66 in Lucinda. Come try their full-flavor barbecue and you'll be saying what their customers are saying.
It's sandwiches and some ribs to take home for dinner, and we come here often and their food is yum, yum good.
Very good. Best barbecue have I ever had. I had the beef. My son had the pulled pork. Definitely will be back again.
We love the food here. We got accustomed to barbecue down in South Carolina probably 10 years ago, and it's nice to be able to eat that kind of food here.
The food here is amazing.
Had the brisket and the smoked mac and cheese, and it was incredible.
At the Shack in Lucinda, best meat ever.
These are the best ribs and pork that I've eaten in Clarion County.
This brisket is great. The frisky sauce has got a nice little kick to it, and it's nice, something to stick in your mouth for a while. It's good.
What more can we say? Try it for yourself. That's DB's Smoke and Barbecue, Route 66 in Lucinda.